Good morning to you early risers. This is John Mackey for Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit. Today is Friday, May 1st, 2015, and here is your credit news. Here we go again. Two local residents of Mexico, Missouri, have reported receiving phone calls which are frauds. The first was from the collection agency of McCarthy, Burgess & Wolf, located in Cleveland, Ohio. A representative of the collection agency claimed that the resident was delinquent in paying their electrical bill. The resident, knowing that the utility bill was paid, contacted the electric company and discovered that the call was a fraud. The second resident received a call from a person claiming to represent the Attorney General, claiming that the resident owed money, and if the money was not paid, the caller would have the resident arrested by the sheriff. In North Carolina, there is a bill in the Senate that would roll back consumer protections against abusive debt collectors. The bill, sponsored by Senator Mike Lee, Republican from New Hanover, would roll back the 2009 reform that prevents abusive debt collection in North Carolina. A version of that bill, Senate Bill 511, passed the Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday morning. The reasoning behind Lee's bill appears to be that debt collectors who buy off debt from businesses, banks, hospitals, and so forth don't want to pay extra for documents itemizing the debt that they purchase. Lee doesn't see fraudulent lawsuits as a problem. If a lawsuit against you says you owe money, you have the right to say, "I need itemized business records," he told the committee. The debtor has to come to court and respond. Misidentifications occur. You can't craft rules against exceptions. End of quote. This comes under my category of you cannot legislate against fools. Or to quote a comedian, you can't fix stupid. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau conducted an investigation. And in this investigation, they reported that examiners identified one instance in which a creditor had sold an account to a debt buyer after the creditor had issued the consumer an IRS Form 1099-C, which is a cancellation of debt form, indicating that the debt had been canceled and the consumer was no longer liable for it. At a recent sitting in a district court, Judge Mary Devens spoke of her uneasiness about credit unions using the services of private investigators to trace people who owe money to the financial institution. Claire Morris Credit Union had applied to the court for substituted services to serve summonses against two debtors and had engaged the services of a private investigator to trace those debtors. Judge Devens described this as unsavory, saying she felt that credit unions should be protecting the people. The Connecticut Better Business Bureau is warning consumers in the state to be careful of a scam involving fake debt collection. In the scam, a caller posing as a legitimate debt collector tells you that you owe money on a current or old debt that you may not remember, and then threatens your arrest if you don't pay up. The scammer often uses an aggressive and intimidating tone and may seem convincing, according to the Better Business Bureau. This is a phantom debt collection. It is fraud. An appraiser from Collier, Pennsylvania, was sentenced Tuesday to 42 months in federal prison in mortgage fraud schemes involving two properties and three banks. After a two-day sentencing hearing, U.S. District Judge Terrence McVary imposed that term on James Lignelli, 59, and ordered him to pay $300,000 in restitution to the lenders he ripped off by preparing false appraisals. Lignelli was found guilty of bank fraud at trial last summer, although the jury acquitted him on counts of bank and wire fraud conspiracy. Federal prosecutors said he provided inflated appraisals for loan applications in two schemes. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.